Couple of announcements. First of all, I want to thank Chuan for having set up Humble Class. Also, while we're at it, normally I don't talk much about homeworks, but I looked through almost all of your predictions for the homework where I asked you to do the Python code for the delicious predictors, and I think it was very interesting insight for me to see how, and Truan's was by far the best one there, which I really actually enjoyed and hope that you'll leave it up and are using in the future. Secondly, I owe you the feedback on the people for the Consumer Confidence Index Prime. And I looked through all of your homeworks. The TAs have the hard copies, and one of each group member should pick up the one hard copy you handed or reprinted out. Your comments are written. Grades have been entered. Those are on the right-hand side, the three groups, which we found very, very, very good. I sent email to all of you. Can I just ask people from the first group who are in class to stand up, because I don't know everybody yet. The Peterson Wong Zhou. Who is in class here? Just stand up. Okay, just two of you are here. Okay. Then from the second is Merino Nalton Deo. Okay. So we have three in class and one on SCPD. And Spram Ku and Chen. We have two in class. Okay, that's in all cases a reasonable balance between students, C students, and between in-class students. So what's up for you is, you don't have to do the homework this week, but your homework is actually to, and I emailed you about it yesterday or yesterday, to think very crisply about what the ground truth is, which you want to engineer with. That is due as every other homework on Sunday at 5 o'clock. On Monday, Bill is taking us out, the 12 of you plus the TAs, and you know, I might take along, for a very nice dinner somewhere in Woodside. So we need feedback from you. And come also for the SCPT students, if you, I don't expect you to fly down from Seattle, but if you're in the area here, let us know how many people reservation for. For the rest of the class, there are two, the alternative between two homeworks, which will be posted by 12 o'clock tomorrow. One is to make the prediction market, which you suggested, actually real by using any of the publicly available software. If you have to pay a couple of $1,000, that is too much. You can pay $10-$20 to try it out, that should be okay. Really get through all the decisions which you need to make. It was great with Bo's talk today to see how many decisions actually there have to be made in the program. Only once you run the program, you know that you made the decisions on all the axes, as opposed to fooling yourself, you know, it will work. About how do you, for instance, start the market and stuff like that. One open question is, who should be able to allow to predict what who to enter the specific contracts? Do you want to rely on some self-regulating mechanism that, hey, I have, you know, 100 and people will come and, you know, those couple of things will get traded. Those are the ones that keep. The problem is a bad user experience because people will come in contracts which they see have no liquidity at all. Alternatively, can use machine learning algorithms, simple stuff to bubble up those which have months and to suppress those which are not really happening, leave those in long tail and nobody sees them. So that is homework number one, to take what you did in the proposal, which was due yesterday, we didn't have talked about this, and really implement it with one of the available pieces of software. The other one is, if you don't want to do this, to prepare for next class, where we'll talk about reputation systems, where we talk about recommender systems. And the homework there is that I have a couple of papers which were written 10 years ago, ACM papers, including Halberian, for instance, where they made their predictions of what's happening in recommender systems. And those papers were damn good. The only problem is that almost nothing was even happening yet. So I want you to think about why has progress been so pathetic there? And there are three of those pieces I want you to consider in this. One is Netflix did that contest last year, where they said, you know, maybe somebody managed to improve our recommendations by more than 10%. Of course, an awesome PR thing. And of course, we still that we would never have to pay it out. Why is that the case? And the answer is that in order to evaluate the system really well, you have to have access to online data. You have to change something in the system, people click. You can't do that with dead data. So that was one. The second point is, in preparation for a class where we will talk about relational probabilistic models for recommender systems, there's a faculty member in computer science here, Duffel, whose research is in that area. Find some interesting stuff from her papers on relational probabilistic models and how those would be applied for recommended systems. I'm actually not sure whether she has explicit papers on the application of relational probabilistic models to recommended systems, but make yourself knowledgeable. Think a little bit how you could use that stuff which happened in the last 10 years, which was not available for recommendations 1.0, like AMSPEX or support Y. And the third thing is, I will probably post one or two papers, and I'll just add this to the homework tomorrow, which are good recent papers on recommended systems. So there are three strands of homework which I want you to do whatever you think you learn most from. Now, for those who are in those three groups of people here, I want you to actually work very hard in getting the ground truth and how your system wants to be evaluated for the Consumer Confidence Index Prime clear by Sunday evening. We'll discuss that Monday dinner. For the prediction market, if that's something you're interested in, how would you really get it set up in these publicly more or less available piece of software, including markets or others? I'm not endorsing any of them, I'm not registered with them. And the third one is, if you're more interested in the stuff, I know many of you want to know about recommender systems, and next time is about recommender systems. In that case, you can really get a head start and much more depth in that. If you do one year old papers, think about what people had hoped for 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, to learn something about the theory behind these relationship models and how they can be applied to recommender systems. And three, look at the Netflix context and see why actually it had the outcome. Will be posted as usual by 12 o'clock tomorrow. Any questions about the homework? Any questions, everybody? Okay. Then it's my pleasure to introduce Ramesh Johari, who is a professor in management science and engineering, and he's going to talk to us about reputation systems.
Yeah, so I thanks.